Yeshaya Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Yud Beis, Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel Dov and Avram Nota. We continue committing Bavel to the pit, to the netherworld, to Gehenna down below. And in the meantime, the roofers are still working up above. So if you hear the humming of the roofers, that's above us as we are down here in Sha'ol. Eich nafalto mishamayim, heilel ben shochar. How have you fallen from heaven, O you morning star? Heilel ben shochar. What a beautiful phrase. Bavel was the morning star. Remember that they relied also on the stars for their incredible mazel that brought them up so quickly, but brought them down just as quickly. So if Nebuchadnezzar's greatness is like an incredibly bright morning star, it fell from heaven just as quickly. Nigdata la'aretz cholesh al goyim. You have been cut to the ground, he who cast lots on all the nations. We know that Nebuchadnezzar was a big one for omens and lots when he went to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash. He shot arrows in four different directions to see where he should attack, either him or his general Nebuzaradan, as we learn in Gemara Gittin. Omens were very important to Bavel. They really worked a lot with astrology and astronomy. And here, that same astrology and astronomy is used as a metaphor to describe their incredibly quick and complete fall. Yud Gimel Ve'ata Amarta Bilvavcha Hashamayim E'elei. You said to yourself in your heart, I will rise to the heavens. Mima'al L'chuch Ve'el Arim Kisi. Higher than the stars of God, I will raise up my throne. Think about the rhetoric often used by temporal leaders who think of themselves as greater than the gods in the ancient world, but maybe even in the modern world. Vladimir Putin is so sure that he is going to remain on top forever. And look, Ukraine is humbling him and humiliating him, and he's looking pretty terrible health-wise. Nobody lives forever. Nobody human does. The Eshev Behar Moed, B'Yarkasei Tzafon. You said to yourself, I'm going to dwell in the mountain of assembly where everybody is brought together. This is Har Tzion, says Rashi. In the northern regions compared to Yerushalayim, I believe. And so you thought that you're going to be on the northernmost side. You're going to be, and of course, they were the northern kingdom compared to Eretz Yisrael. Yadalad e'ele al-bomaseyav. As he continues his puffed up talking about himself, I will rise to the heights of a cloud, Bama, the high places where Klal Yisrael always brought their sacrifices and should not have done, but they did it anyway. And I will be Edam Ela Elyon. I'll be comparative to the exalted one, the highest one. Another way of saying, I'm going to be terrible. Kivayachol, as I'll be like the Most High. I'll be as great as God. Boundless conceit, says Rabbi Hirsch. Beautiful phrasing too. But that didn't work out so good. Tezvav, ach el sha'ol turad el yarkesevar. But you will be brought down to the Sha'ol, to the bottom of the pit. So Hashem had appeared to Moshe from a cloud, so he too would rise to be like a cloud. He was thinking about comparison to the great heritage of the Jewish people. And Hashem said, you're going to go down to Sha'ol, to the bottom of the pit. Your entire lineage is going to be wiped out. You will be, oh, me'am lois, what a beautiful phrase. You will be the most mortal of mortals. You're going to die like the most dead of dead people. You have no chance. Tezayin ro'echa, eilecha yashgichu. Those who see you will stare at you. Eilecha yizbonanu, and they will wonder as they stare. Hazeh ha'ish, mar yiz ha'aretz. Is this the man who once shook the earth? Mar ish mamlachos, who made kingdoms tremble? Yudzayin, sam tevel kamidbar va'arav haraz, who made the world into a desert and destroyed its cities? Asirav lo posach boisa. He never sent home his prisoners ever again. Once they were taken away, they never came back. Out into the gulag with you. Sacrificial death of all of his servants. Sorry, I'm having a completely sacrilegious thought about Conan the Barbarian. What incredible movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger back from 1982, the original one, Conan the Barbarian. Oh, had James Earl Jones as a big snake god guy who was a complete con artist. And all of this... Is that what you want? Sorry, I've been getting in trouble lately for not enough movie references, even though I probably should be in trouble for too many movie references. But weiter Yudches, kol malchei goyim kulam, all the kings of the nations, shachvu bechavod ish beveso, each one rests in his palace in honor. Yudches v'ata hashlachta mikivrucha kineitzer nisav, but you have been cast out of your grave like a scorned shoot. A scorned offshoot, Netzach. We talk about Netzach all the time. One of the great spheres of Shamayim. Rabbi Hirsch, again, I always look to him for the language, like a parasitic plant that must be uprooted. So up he comes. Levush harugim, mitoane charev. Wearing the clothes of those who were killed by the sword. Rabbi Hirsch says, the corpses of all those he murdered cling to him like a tight garment. Yardei el avnei var kefeger muvas. He went down to the stones of the grave like a carcass trampled, trodden underfoot, down into the rock bottom. The defiled corpse of Nebuchadnezzar isn't going to get any honor. Nebuchadnezzar isn't going to rest in peace. Everything uprooted, blood-stained clothes, he'll be dragged through the streets. And in fact, this happened before Nebuchadnezzar's son, Evel Merodach, sat on the throne, the Medrash tells us. He demanded proof of his father's death, because when his father had been alive and disappeared, he was put on the throne. And his father, when he came back, threw him in prison, coming back to claim the throne for himself. So this time, when Nebuchadnezzar dies, and this is well documented elsewhere, he refused the throne until he saw his father's corpse in front of him, and then he had it dragged through the streets, dragged from its grave. And the dynasty itself is going to be extinguished. So not much left of Nebuchadnezzar after all of this is done. And no honor, and no resting in peace, but instead, an example of how the bigger they are, the harder they fall.